What's going on, Wildcat Nation, K-State? This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer III here with you guys on this Saturday final. And really, let's just call it this, the final weekend without football on the K-State side of things. Because next week, K-State will be taking on Stanford. Cannot believe it's come down to this exactly a week from now. Really, almost literally a week from now, we're going to begin set for kickoff against Stanford down there in Arlington, Texas. The All-State Kickoff Classic on FS1. I have been saying it literally all summer long, and it's come down to 7 more days. I cannot wait until K-State hits the field with their QB back, Skylar Thompson against David Shaw and the Stanford Cardinal a week from today. But we got some other K-State sports to talk about here on this edition of the Daily. This will come out either later on this afternoon at some point. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of K-State content coming out between now and really this week, because we're getting set for Stanford here on the Purple Project Podcast. And of course, we're going to have two, if you missed that, of course, right this morning, we had our first Daily in quite a while up. And if you missed that, please download it and check it out. I talked about it. We are pretty much confirmed that we are going to be doing 2 episodes weekly. Obviously, we did the post-game pod last year, along with kind of looking ahead to next week. Well, we kind of wanted to spread the wings and go for 2 episodes, have a midweek episode, and then, of course, with the post-game. And in that midweek, actually, we will be talking about the next opponent ahead of K-State, talking about K-State football, for instance. Ooh, excuse me. So, a jam-packed week coming up for the Purple Project Podcast. Cannot wait to dive in about that. But how about K-State soccer? Another win last night. As I mentioned in the earlier Daily, I did not know about what was going on then. K-State shut out Austin Peay last night, 5-0. And how about Matty Wetchel? Of course, Matty scored the only goal last weekend against Omaha, 1-0, to get K-State in the win column. And here, Matty's off to a hot start in 2021 there, leading that shutout there. A pair of early goals there in school records for K-State soccer. Was in the mix last night for assists by a team and a player in a single match. Of course, K-State blanked Austin Peay last night, 5-0. Oh, and I lost it for my computer screen. Went blank for a second there on my note sheet there. K-State led after the first half 2-0, and then continued to put the hammer down on Austin Peay. Scored 3 in the second half there to put a 5-0 lead there. Matty Wetchel last night added 3 more assists there to set the school record for assists in a match. She also moved into a tie for 4th all-time in assists in a single season and boosted her career total to 5, which ranks 6th in school history for career assists. Man, what a hot start there for Maddie. She continues to pile on them stats. Of course, this is, Alex mentioned this, I think, in the last weekly edition of the podcast. I mean, related on the football side of things, right? You know, we talk about the high-level players, but we need to be paying attention to somebody we're not talking about, right? This is one of the players on the soccer team, right? Matty Wetchel, we didn't even talk about her. Not even met her in last year's podcast. So this is a girl that's really coming out of the world that you need to watch out. Obviously, you have Brooklyn Enits there. You're a ringleader on that squad, but Matty Wetchel is somebody you're going to have to deal with all year long. Mike DeBeanie talked in his presser last night, quote, "They did a really nice job of communicating from the beginning of the game." And then he went on to say, quote, "You can tell that between the lines that the relationships are starting to get stronger. It was pretty evident. The runs were strong. There was good balance in attack, which is fun to watch. It's always fun to watch that. Of course, Matty Wetzel scoring back-to-back goals, in back-to-back games. I just mentioned that already. And then Brooklyn Enos, of course, scored on her attempt as well. So K-State comes home. They will be playing North Alabama. Actually, I said in the daily earlier back at home. I should correct myself on that before I get in trouble. To say they're on the road. K-State tomorrow afternoon. They're going to be playing at Morgan Brothers Soccer Field to take on North Alabama, who is 0-1-2 on the young season as well. So I don't have, yes, I have the stats up here as well. Brooklyn Enos got her first goal of the year in that first half there. Jesse Lauren opened up the scoring early over in the 6th minute there to put K-State on the board there. Marissa Wetzel, already mentioned her, scored her second goal of the year in the second half of the game. Aaliyah El Nagar added one along with Rue Yarnell Williams late there in that one as well. Maddie Wetzel, 3 assists in the game. Brooklyn Enos had 5 shots on goal. 5 shots, 3 of them were on goal, and had a goal. Yarnell Williams, whatever you want to call it there, had 3 shots and a goal there. Jesse Lauren, 2 shots. One of those went right through the net as well. So tomorrow, K-State will look to continue that big-time momentum against Northern Alabama, who is winless on this season. That's going to wrap it up on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Again, find the Pearl Project Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Again, if you're not a subscriber to the podcast, well, there's still time, but you better get on that train, K-State fans, whether you're here in Manhattan or out there out west or in the Midwest, down in Texas, Fort Worth area, Oklahoma, Florida, wherever you might be, or if you're a college fan, sign up for the or subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to wrap it up on this edition. Stay tuned for more coverage, K-State coverage, a week from today. Exactly. K-State will hit the gridiron coming off of a disappointing second half of the year as they look to open up. Hopefully open up with a W against Stanford a week from today on a Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III, go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.